The federal government has agreed to support rapid testing facilities in remote Indigenous communities, allowing residents to get results in as little as 45 minutes. Health Minister Greg Hunt says once fully rolled out, the program will be available in 83 sites to communities around the country. The government will work with existing providers with expertise in using fast testing technology to screen for sexually transmitted diseases in remote communities. I spoke with Professor James Ward, a member of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander COVID-19 Advisory Group and director of the University of Queensland's PoSH Centre for Indigenous Health, earlier about how this will work.
What it means is that we can place these testing platforms, which are equivalent to laboratory-based platforms, in remote areas. And so that will help in the response for remote Aboriginal community people if COVID-19 does arrive in those areas. Currently, the situation is the sample gets sent off to a laboratory somewhere in the city, often thousands of kilometres away, and there can be delays of getting the result back between 3 to 10 days.
So you said that if the infection arrives in these communities, then this will allow for much more rapid testing. What do we know currently about the infection rate in remote Indigenous communities? Is there much information?
So we have very little information, but what we do know is that there's been no case identified in an Aboriginal person in a remote or very remote community as such, and that's great news. There have been cases identified in non-Aboriginal healthcare workers and other essential service workers in remote areas, but none in an Aboriginal person today, and that's very good news. Aboriginal leadership around the country have been doing a lot of work over the last 6 or 8 weeks to bulletproof as much as possible our communities from COVID-19. And we've done that because there's a lot of vulnerability for our population that live in remote areas.
I noticed that some colleagues of yours at the University of Queensland did a study with a remote Indigenous community about housing. And they're basically suggesting that long-term, if we want to keep levels of COVID-19 very low or to keep them out of remote communities, we need to really be addressing overcrowding in housing. So do you agree with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So housing is really a very strong indicator of poor health in our communities, both communicable disease and chronic disease. Overcrowded housing is really a major risk factor. The problem with overcrowded housing, and it keeps on being raised, there's an Aboriginal task force, an Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander task force, and the issue with overcrowded housing is that there's a need for isolation and quarantine in these communities if there is a suspected case or a confirmed case. There is no spare housing stock in many of these communities to isolate people. And so communities are being very innovative. I've heard stories of a family moving out of a house for the community's purposes to move in with their other family to make a house empty for isolation. I've heard of mining companies coming to help with portable accommodation options for communities that are close to their mining sites. I've heard of multi-purpose centres being repurposed for the purposes of isolation and quarantine. But there are a lot of communities who don't have these options still available, and so the issues will be still there if COVID-19 does get into those communities. And that's really, in the longer term, I think, to address some of these issues that are really prevalent in Aboriginal communities, housing has to be a focus on the path to recovery from COVID-19, because another pandemic will come in another 10 years or 15 years or 5 years, who knows, and the same issue will be prevalent, present in our communities, and we absolutely need to take a good hard look at overcrowded housing in remote communities.
Okay.
Not only in remote, but also in urban and regional areas as well, where many large Aboriginal families live in the same house.
And that was Professor James Ward, member of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander COVID-19 Advisory Group, speaking to me earlier.